comes the show of record. The Petros and Money Show, y'all.
Oh, don't move, Vic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop the show. Just stop this. Stop this crap. Listen, two things we have to address right off the top.
One.
With Vic the Brick. Number one is we have to put this whole restaurant thing to bed.
Well, now, we don't have to put it to bed.
Well, let me just give people the background first. We had a bright idea to open a restaurant with Vic the Brick's name and kind of motif in Vic's hometown of Whittier, where he lives. There is a injunction or whatever you call it with the government in Whittier.
New ordinance where they want to keep bars open till 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
to make more money. 2 a.m. Selling booze.
And more liquor license and expedite those liquor license.
We're going to go get a license. We're going to open a restaurant bar until 2 a.m. That's
so
the plan.
We thought we'd have a restaurant called Be the Bambrews. Tim Cates came up with the name.
Great idea.
We started talking about all kinds of different stuff. And then crushing news yesterday when we found out that there was actually a place on the very street in Uptown Whittier that we were looking at.
Greenleaf.
The name of that place, Be the Bamboos. And they have brews as well.
40 taps.
40 taps and karaoke.
Vic had never heard of it, despite having lived in Whittier for how long now, Vic?
18 years.
The main drag of restaurants. Spot has been there since 2010, Bamboos. And you had never alerted us to its existence.
It's a sushi place.
Well, it's not like you like sushi at all.
Well, I eat sushi occasionally, not like years before, because I
you're married to a Japanese woman.
Well, the Japanese cuisine is so vast. The
Indeed.
Menu
it's not
is
just
so,
sushi, Vic.
Sushi is really minor on the,
no.
on the Japanese
Sake,
menu.
Steak.
It just seems like a theme that you would embrace in your own hometown on the main drag where all the restaurants and shops are, that you would have seen it and said, well, guys, I've got bad news. As much as I love feeling the feel. Be the Bambrews.
Be the Bambrews.
I love the title. Love the title.
Because somebody else has it. And that's kind of the thing, Vic, and I don't want to make a whole thing out of this
Sure. And
like shame you, because we all know you've dealt with some health problems. You've been a real soldier.
We were doing this for you, Vic.
But man, you screwed us over. You made
what?
Matt and I.
What are you talking about?
We looked
you
like
ruined
idiots.
It, Vic. You ruined it.
The second we said Be the Bambrews, you should have said, wait up, y'all. There is a place on Greenleaf. I drive by it every day called Be the Bamboos.
You know why? Because I take painter. To
F Painter, Vic. You got
to
know
right
that.
Next to it. Painter's right next to it. You've never been on Greenleaf since 2000. You never go to eat.
You made us look
with
stupid.
Your beautiful bride.
I'm on Greenleaf a lot, in fact.
A lot.
For 30 hours, Matt and I walked around like idiots.
It's a great idea.
We're
oblivious.
Taking text applications for head bouncers, chefs, bartenders,
balloon animal makers.
Balloon animal makers. It's all coming together.
Magicians. We were going to have Stoney go table to table.
Right?
Absolutely. That'd
You'd be the greeter / host.
So I want to read this text to you.
Please.
It says, the secret text of this is the kind of stuff that you set us up
sold
for.
Sold out to Chevy.
You might as well have just put a golf ball on my face for somebody to swipe at it.
You're the first sign of resistance and already you're capitulating.
Yes, I am. It's already there.
Yeah, P, why aren't you fighting? Fight for Vic.
It's a great concept.
The great concept.
That somebody has right down the street from you.
There's going to be sushi places
all
over.
We'll put them out of business, right, Vic?
Exactly.
We'll put them out of business.
It's probably Joe Grande's place. Like, you guys didn't think about this?
It's called the American Way. It's called competition.
It says, hilarious. You didn't know there was already a place called Bamboos in Whittier? We all thought you were mocking the current location, you idiots. Hilarious. 4 Bricks is available. Full kitchen. Full liquor, not only the IV breakfast drinks, but that brown liquor too. So this guy thinks it should be called 4 Bricks.
4 Bricks? I believe you had another submission that worked, right? What was the other one we got yesterday?
Vic the Bricks, Eat It, You Freak.
Like it.
Franchise.
Ah. Nice.
Eat it,
You Freaks.
You could say that to everybody who walks in. You hand them their menu, Vic, and you say,
Eat it. You freaks.
That would not get old. Yeah. That would not get old at all.
How many more parties tonight? 78.
All right. Didn't we get a feeling bruise yesterday?
Oh, feeling bruise.
Nice.
You like that one,
but
don't
guys,
you, Vic?
Guys.
What? We got our money man. We met billionaire hedge fund algorithm creator Ryan, who said, we just sold I believe it was a spa that they sold.
Yeah, and some guy. Look, we're not taking.
And a fourplex.
No.
And he needs to reinvest it, Matt, to save himself from the tax penalties.
Matt, your ideas are half-baked.
Why would you say that?
We can't take millions of dollars.
What would lead you to say that?
We can't take millions of dollars from some random listener that
likes
us.
Random listener? We've had lunch with him no less than three times.
We can't. That doesn't mean we can take millions of dollars
from
him.
He's been in this studio with us. You accepted a ride from him once and actually gave him a ride in your own car.
That's right, I did.
He's not a stranger.
No, but it's
might
still,
as well be family.
But I don't want millions of dollars from him. I don't want it.
Vic does. Vic, you want millions of dollars from listener Ryan to get feeling bruised? Eat it, you freak, off the ground.
Well, we want him to, you know, collect his original down payment and make more
that's
money.
Right. We're going to make him more money.
More money.
Oh, yeah, we are.
That's right. Look, he's only going to invest what he can afford to lose. And what he envisions is going to double or triple within 6 months.
Tomorrow we're going to do
the kind of promise we're making, Vic.
Tomorrow we're going to do a list on other things that I'd rather do than work in a restaurant ever again. One of them
is
to scuba dive naked without any scuba gear in the Echo Park Lake.
Okay. Free diving is getting very popular.
And just breathe in really hard all the water till my lungs fill with water and I die. A terrible drowning.
That seems like a terrible end.
I've
got faith in you.
I would rather do that. No, I will not.
Get to the bottom, come right back up.
I would rather do that.
Won't even get the bends.
I would rather become a sponge diver off of the Zion Ivory Coast of Africa.
Why, you got to crap all over Vic's dream. It's always been his dream to own and operate a restaurant/bar. Has it not, Vic?
It's your dream.
My father, the great Harry Jacobs.
Harry Jacobs.
Owned two bars in New York.
See?
A bar for sailors. In downtown, and then he moved to Spring Street.
I knew it.
For the longshoremen.
I knew we'd find someone here that had experience in restaurant and bar ownership.
So my father was a bartender.
All along, it was Vic.
I just want to say.
My father was a bartender.
That it's total BS.
It's not BS.
We can't do it.
We get
a
four-hour commercial for our place every day.
Kate's poached the name like the guy from McDonald's that stole the people's he did. Kate's did it just like what's his name?
Steve Bush, our dear friend who writes many, many jingles, has weighed in. Now, that's a true creative spirit / genius who regularly writes.
Yeah, these are not the people that do well with restaurants.
So if we're going to have a commercial and we got to hook the people in, our man
nothing.
Steve Bush is going to be able to write the jingle, and he would like us to name it instead of Be the Bambrews, Crazy World of La Bar.
It's too inside. Too inside.
It's hot. It's a hot title.
It's hot, isn't it?
Listen,
yes.
There's only one restaurant name.
That could be like the slogan above the bar at Feeling Brews.
You don't
Crazy
need,
World of La Bar.
You don't need me to do this, man. You could do this without me.
I do need you to do this.
You do not need me.
I do need you to do this.
There is only one name that I
need all your USC memorabilia to hang
that
on the walls.
Yeah, we'll get all that there.
I need your father to train the staff.
There is only one name that I'll accept at this point. Vic's Chemo Cabaret. And if it's not Vic's Chemo Cabaret.
I don't know if Vic's into that. I don't think Vic's.
You know, I find it very funny as we're laughing in the face, you know, of the toxic liquid. I love that.
F that toxic liquid.
Screw it.
We're going to make a mockery of it by making
absolutely.
It a freaking cabaret.
And if you're going through chemotherapy.
Absolutely.
Damn right.
Half off.
Love it. I love that.
Are we going to ask for proof?
I love that. Really. I think it's a great
prove
message.
It.
It's a
show
great
us
message.
Your marks.
It's a great message.
Right, Vic?
It's a great message.
That's what we're doing. We're providing the light. We're providing the light.
Some
to people,
the people say Feeling Brews is solid, but guys,
Feeling Brews.
There's already a place.
And then eat
with
it,
a bamboo. There's already a place with a bamboo theme.
But it's bamboos. So now we're doing Feeling Brews. Vic has carte blanche at all of our media days. So he can just slip it in, much like your colleague got Todd Gurley to say he played like a skunk instead of feeling you.
Yeah.
Now Vic's got LeBron saying, feeling Bruce.
Yeah.
And we're running those on a loop. Outside people are like, damn, I think that was LeBron that just said feeling Bruce.
I really wish Matt.
I got to go in and get me a burger.
He's got good taste.
I wish Matt lived in the 50s and never left Indiana. You know he would sell things door to door with a suitcase. Let me tell you what, man.
What you need is a 28-volume encyclopedia set. One for every letter and the three reference editions.
Now, Cates, there is another Vic. I think the
Feeling Bruce.
It's dead.
That's where we're at?
Where I'm at right now.
First sign of resistance.
Our restaurant project has died a quick...
We got a money man yesterday.
And painful death. We got a money man yesterday. We also had our dreams crushed yesterday by the fact that there's another bamboo-themed restaurant on the same street in Whittier.
But they don't have Vic the Brick.
It's totally different.
What is more associated with bamboo in the greater Los Angeles area? Sushi or Vic the Brick?
And the bamboo.
In Whittier, the place that's already there.
By the way, did you guys see the tweet from the DJ from that sushi place?
From Bamboos?
He's like, hey, man, don't appreciate the comments.
Now guess who's back in?
With a video of him listening to the radio and you guys talking about it.
Guess who's back
Sweet.
In? Thank you, Kate. Guess who's back in?
Why don't you tell that guy?
Exactly. We're coming.
To take an anal shot of pucker from behind the bar
guess
there.
Who's, see, we can put that guy out of business, P. We're going to put that DJ out of business.
He'll just find some other place to DJ.
Maybe we got a job for you.
Correction, he does the karaoke. He's the head of karaoke.
Oh, he must be out the karaoke host.
Hey, do yourself a favor, karaoke host.
It's a cool gig.
Let the people sing. We don't need you warming it up.
It's not a cool gig.
Some fat woman's already done Crazy by Patsy, and now you've got to get in there and start singing some Steve Winwood. You don't have to do that. Just let the people sing the karaoke.
The whole thing is dead.
It's not dead. It's still alive.
It's dead. There's another story, though, that's important, I think, that we should get to.
Look at his eyes.
This is a good
Look
story.
Look at what you've done to him. Look at how upset you've made Vic.
You're not the only person that hates space. Steph Curry hates space.
Oh, yeah, he's right? really on top of it.
He's called out the moon. He says he doesn't believe that there's a lunar lander. There's no moon.
You want to get behind that,
there's
Vic?
No.
Totally.
You what?
Yeah.
You want to get behind the moon landing was a hoax. You're not going to do that, Vic.
I will not do that, but I am with Steph Curry in being dubious of the NASA. Being dubious.
Dubious?
Yes, he's dubious.
Of what?
He's
he said the moon landing was a hoax. He said that it was shot in a Hollywood studio. He is perpetuating that ridiculous urban legend.
Steph Curry has also taken a very rare, it used to be a lonely stance that Vic took against NASA.
Vic but was now, anti-space, let's go to the bottom of the sea.
Not so much anti-NASA, but redirecting the funds into the ocean.
You hate NASA, Vic, be honest.
No, I love
NASA. And you've been alone for years, and now there's all these weird flat earth NBA types that also hate space.
Do you have to be stupid to be an NBA player? Is that one of the qualifications?
How dare you?
I do want to say.
You know that Waveman Tisdale is one of the wisest bassists that ever picked up that instrument.
The moon landing, I do appreciate Blake Griffin. Giving the NBA players a good name by retweeting Steph's comment and saying, I don't think Bill Gates got all that money. That's a pretty hot take for
so
Blake.
He doesn't think, well, Blake should be a comedy writer, as you know.
Absolutely.
After he scores
got,
40, he goes
to projects.
Does, yeah, he does stand
he's
up.
A comedian.
You see them Kia commercials?
He's
hilarious.
A comedian.
Pretty good.
Very talented.
He delivers.
But he does that deadpan face.
Right?
Kate, you have the details on this story. What is Steph Curry's deal?
Well, the latest is that NASA has offered him a tour of the lunar lab in which they use with the lunar.
We'll show you all the stuff that was up there and how we got there, and we'll walk you through it. It may be hard for you to reconcile the way this worked, but it did happen. Landed on the moon. Not a Hollywood hoax. And we'll be able to kind of get you to understand.
So Curry is a moon landing doubter. Kyrie Irving is a flat earther.
And this comes from NASA in Houston. They said, next time you're in Houston, come to the Johnson Space Center.
Come on
We'd
over.
Love for Mr. Curry to tour the lunar lab.
That's a great way to get some more stability and really publicity for NASA. That's
Indeed.
A sensational move by NASA to invite Curry.
Come on over. We'll show you how it happened.
If NASA invited you, would you go?
Yes. Very open.
See?
Okay, that's cool.
I'm open to NASA.
I'm sure JPL would be more than happy to host you.
Would you talk a little
right
less, though?
What I would say is, how about some of those funds being directed towards the ocean?
Give me your money. Put it in the sea.
If it weren't for the space program, we wouldn't have these. We would not be able to communicate with one another.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Via the internet.
You're right about that, Vic.
Blessing and a curse.
But much more of a blessing. Much more of a blessing than a curse. The smartphone, the GPS, the ability for us to do, when we open Feelin' Brews, your updates from a glass cage.
That Feelin' Brews?
From Feelin' Brews.
So now we're just discarding Chemo Cabaret like it doesn't even have a chance?
It's a sensational title.
I think it's right.
We can make it a night. We can make the Chemo Cabaret one of our theme nights.
Keep talking.
Gotta have the theme nights. Every night's a theme night. Every night is a theme night.
That's right, Vic. Let's get our thinking caps on.
Todos los noches. Absolutely. So
free pick lines.
I have mellowed on my stance towards NASA. I just want a redirection of revenue. That's all.
All right.
Redirection.
You can get the revenue elsewhere.
Guys,
NASA takes almost nothing.
It's been a long.
Well, we can split it.
Couple things we had to get to there. The restaurant's dead.
Not dead.
NASA is going under.
NASA's not going under. They've invited Steph Curry when they play the Rockets to come by.
I think we established everything.
The Kennedy Space Center to get his head around how the moon landing managed to be pulled off.
I think we established all that.
Ending communism.
All that needs to be established is established. And the moon landing did not end communism.
Ended it. Like, that's 40 years later.
Not even the case.
Maybe 30.
Truly not the case.
We crushed the Sputniks.
But guess
is what? We did.
See?
Crushed the Sputniks.
Now look who's excited about space. A man who lived through the Cold War.
Crushed the Sputniks.
They don't want you back, Vic. NASA doesn't want you back.
That's all right.
You got to keep it in the ocean, Vic. You've talked a lot of bad things about NASA.
I'm on the ocean front. I cover the waterfront. Exactly.
I'm watching the sea. All right, let's start the show because John Paul Morosi. I'm a little too Edmondo. We're going to start it.
Never started it.
What do you want? Pre-show stuff. Open them up. If you can't stand the ghosts, get out of the haunted house.
I feel like that's a play on something I've heard before, but can't recollect what it is right now.
It's about paranormal activity.
Throw some money on AM570 LA Sports. We are your sports talk / restaurant.
Well, we've been brainstorming an AM radio themed sports talk restaurant in Whittier, and it was torpedoed yesterday, and some of us are having a hard time accepting it, and others are not. And also, whenever there's NASA news and it crosses over with sports,
we got to get Vic.
We have to give Vic the opportunity to, well,
push his deep sea agenda.
Exactly.
I do.
It's exactly what it is.
That is my agenda, really.
It is, Vic.
The agenda of the sea.
The agenda of the sea. Solutions to many of our problems lie 20,000 feet beneath the surface.
And it's not just deep sea Victor Jacobs Tuesday. It's also a Tu Hermano Tuesday, La Tuya Tuesday, Tu Hermano. So let's just keep it in space and say Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, yeah.
As Tu Hermano. Buzz, crazy ass. Buzz
Very
Aldrin.
Very stable.
As Tu Hermano.
That's a tough one.
It is? And Buzz.
Buzz. Buzz Lightyear.
Oh!
See? There we go.
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
One of the all-time great characters, animation.
I'll go...
Tim Allen.
Timmy Allen.
Todd Light.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Very nice. Dwight the Light.
Oh.
Illuminario.
We must keep him... Dwight the Light must stay in L.A.
He was misunderstood.
Cha! Oh, he was.
Five teams later, still being misunderstood.
I will go with Bud Light.
Bud Light?
Bud Light.
Okay.
The Bud Light Studios for the pregame Chargers show.
Okay.
That's good. Bud Light Hotel for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
PMS, Colts versus Saints.
I'll go Bud Dupree. Great linebacker, Bud Dupree.
All right. Bud Wilkinson.
Oh, good one.
S2 Edmondo.
Good pull.
Bud Wilkinson.
I will go with Sean Wilkinson, a defensive tackle. Sean Wilkinson.
That Dan Big Daddy?
Big Daddy.
I think his first name's Dan.
I'm going with Dan Wilkinson.
You're
taking the L.
I'm taking the L.
Take it in the chin.
I took it, y'all. Yeah.
Wear it, Vic.
Gotta wear it.
I love the excitement that Vic says, I took it. Yeah, I took it right here.
Yeah. All right. John Morosi is going to join us this hour. There's a lot going on. Bryce Harper, people want him. Tu Lewitzki's floating out there. Munson out there in the middle of nowhere. Released by the Blue Jays. Crazy out there for a pimp.
Crazy hot stoving.
Yeah, stove is so hot. In Las Vegas, John Paul Morosi from FS1 and Fox and MLB Network will join us. And then David Vassay. We'll be round and about from the same place with more of a Dodger angle.
And he is embedded.
At 3:30.
He's embedded.
Indeed.
And at 4:30, we'll have NFL talk as the Chargers head for a huge game on Thursday to Kansas City. Big Daddy Wilkinson, not on the too deep for this one. But Sam Farmer will join us from the LA Times, our dear friend, to talk some foosball.
I believe he was in Chicago for the Bears-Rams game, Sunday Night Football.
And then Matt is going to squat down like Doug Baldwin and drop a big football-sized turd on the Raiders.
Big Raider news today. Big Raider news today. They gone.
The show is loaded.
It is loaded, Vic.
It's loaded with negativity.
And positivity about feeling bruised. Eat it, you freak.
From exile to freedom.
Darn right, in Whittier. Opening spring 2019.
Oh, really? Good. You got the liquor
it'll
license?
It'll be your Dodger stop.
Incredible Dodger fan
Ryan's
base.
Ryan's got the liquor license sorted
incredible
out.
Incredible Dodger fan base.
That's
Whittier.
Exactly right.
So why did Petros do it? Why'd he end it? They kept talking about this restaurant he was going to have to work at. He just walked out of the ocean, pockets full of rocks.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. We got Clippers v. Raptors tonight. Kawhi Leonard in town. Gave away a whole bunch of tickets for that one yesterday when we were out at the BJ's Restaurant and Brew House in Orange. Remember
yeah,
this
thank
coming...
thank you to everybody who came out.
Darn right.
We got another one.
Monday, we will be in West Covina, the final Petros and Money Show remote of the 2018 calendar year. We're giving away the golden ticket out there. That includes tickets to a Dodger game in the suite and on the field for batting practice and a whole host of other things as well. So come see us, West Covina BJ's Restaurant and Brew House on Monday.
Live from the home of the world's largest unnatural wave pool, it's John Morosi! Yeah! From the MLB Network, FS1, and Fox Sports MLB reporter. A fine Italian-American. Heart is just mending from what happened to his Michigan Wolverines in the big game. We won't even discuss it. But he took a break from talking to all the GMs and agents just to talk to us, and we're not going to rub that in.
Nope.
He's on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline.
Clearly we're not.
Went to Harvard. He's married to a doctor. He's a real upwardly mobile man. The Mandalay. What's cracking, John? How are you?
Grazie mille per la... Interazione. Come stai?
Va bene, grazie.
Prego. Now, you tell us there, John Paul Morosi, is anybody talking about anything other than this Tulo thing today? Did that blow everybody away? Did that just catch everybody off guard and knock them right off their feet?
Well, the release of Troy Tulowitzki by the Blue Jays with $38 million left on his deal was quite surprising. I did not think they would do that, and of course, that is $38 million guaranteed, the obligation of the Blue Jays at this point in time. It's a large sum of money to just commit without knowing you're going to get anything back for it. So that was surprising. I think that's been one big story. Tulo, of course, has not played in about a year and a half at the major league level, so I think that was part of the overall story there, that maybe there's just some lingering doubt if he's ever going to be able to play again at that level. I think the other big story, of course, Andrew McCutchen agreed to his contract with the Phillies. Somewhat surprisingly, that was not long rumored. It was a story that came together pretty quickly here today. But I think in general, still lots to talk about with Harper and Machado still as free agents. And then JT Realmuto of the Marlins, in many ways, guys, he is the number one trade target there. And I was actually told this today, the Dodgers involved, they're interested, but they are not among the favorites to get Realmuto. Other teams appear to be more interested, more involved, and are offering more. So unless there's a change there by the Dodgers, he will not be their number one catcher in 2019.
Are there any untouchables for the Dodgers, John, that other teams want? Because we hear big names, Realmuto, we hear Corey Kluber. I mean, and we know there's a lot of young guys that are on the major league roster already. So who are they willing to trade? Who are they unwilling to part with?
Well, I think that's a very important question, and I don't think there's really a scenario in which they would trade Buehler. I think that he is probably as close to untouchable as anybody is, if not in the major leagues and certainly in the National League West, and I think on the Dodgers roster. I think he's probably, given what his salary is going to be in the coming years, he's probably about as valuable of a player as they've got. So I don't see any scenario in which they trade him, and frankly, I think we should make sure to point out that there were many deals in recent years when the Dodgers were asked about Buehler, and Maybe some of us here in the baseball punditry would have thought they should have given him up at that time, but they didn't. They deserve credit for that. So they've got what appears to be a top end pitcher for a long time there in Walker Buehler. I think aside from him, I think the Dodgers, and this is Andrew Friedman's overall disposition for a long time, he'll listen on just about anybody. He was that way with the Rays. He, of course, had greater financial constraints at the time. But I think in general, he'll make almost any move. And I think that's probably why, you know, he hasn't quite put these players into play yet in terms of the really top-end prospects. But I think that's why that he's at least been mentioned, Andrew has, and the Dodgers have been, in the context of Real Muto, in the context of Corey Kluber, because we have seen them, the Dodgers in this front office, be imaginative in the past. They're always involved. They're not always necessarily getting across the finish line, but they're usually casting a pretty wide net. I believe that's why we're hearing the likes of a Corey Kluber and maybe a Trevor Bauer and certainly a JT Realmuto as being players that the Dodgers at least would like to acquire, you know, at these winter meetings.
Is there also a second avenue that they're exploring to get rid of salary so they can make that big money offer to Bryce Harper?
Well, I think that's a key point here, and I think that the Dodgers, as what I've been told here the last couple of days, is they're active on so many different fronts. Some of those fronts are trying to trade players away, and that would mean trying to clear Kemp's money, even getting some of Puig's money, what he'll make in arbitration, moving Puig along. I think those are the players they would like to move that would then create both the roster room and then the payroll flexibility to make the most competitive offer they can for Harper. I think they're in on Harper. I do. But part of Andrew Friedman's style is he doesn't really make emotional moves for a superstar. I think that when you've seen him spend in the past, the Dodgers, it's been tactically, it's been on players that he knew, Turner and Kenley. They got Machado, but that was for a short-term situation. They placed a claim on Harper for what would have been a short-term situation. I think that the Dodgers, and I can't pretend to say exactly what it is, but I'm quite sure that internally the Dodgers have made a very firm determination of what their value is on Harper. And probably it's pretty high because you look at him as a 26-year-old free agent. He's a very unique player to be a free agent at that age. So I'm sure that number is up there. But I don't see them getting emotional and changing their view of him in a big way if they get close and if they're afraid of getting beat out by somebody else. I think in general, they know what they believe Harper is. I know I'm sure they're in touch with Scott Boras. And the question now just becomes if they can line up on whatever Bryce Harper believes his value is, or at least if he is comfortable taking maybe a little bit less money to play for a team like the Dodgers, that's a major international sports brand and a team that is relatively close to his hometown of Las Vegas.
John Paul Morosi is our guest from the MLB Network, Fox Sports MLB reporter. He's at the winter meetings. He is incomparable when it comes to being Italian and being smart and knowing things about baseball movement. You're talking about emotion. What about emotion on the other side, John? Just a general vibe you get. How emotional, as far as hurt feelings, will Dodger fans be when this whole hot stove period is over? Are they going to lose some of these fan favorites like Yasiel Puig and Jock Peterson? I mean, how likely is that, do you think?
Well, I think that there probably will be one or two of the big names that move out, but I think that part of the reason that the Dodgers have been built this way and built successfully is they're not really tied up. I think the branding of the team, with the possible exception of Kershaw, in any one player. And I think that therefore, as a result, I would certainly defer to your expertise on the emotions and the attachment of fans there. But I don't think that for them that they're the Dodger fans are too worried about particular players. They've got Clayton signed for a multi-year deal, and maybe he'll retire as a Dodger, which would certainly be a great honor and just a really fitting tribute to him for what he's meant to the franchise. But I think aside from Clayton, I just look around the roster and say a lot of great players, but the collective is so strong that I think losing any one player would not diminish the enthusiasm of Dodger fans all that much, especially given the context here. This is a team that's been in the World Series in back-to-back years. There is not a lot of room for sentimentality at this point in time for the Los Angeles Dodgers. They have been there twice.
Now they have to win, and I think that for them, if they've got to make their club better, to bring in a Kluber, to bring in a Harper, if they've got to make some other sacrifices with the rest of the roster, I think that Dodger fans are ready to do that. And if that means losing Puig, I think candidly, he probably is not going to sign there long term. So that day is coming in the next year or so. And maybe it comes here in the next week or so if things play out that particular way.
Well, people are just now emotionally getting over Manny Ramirez. You know, they had Manny Wood and all those stupid dreadlock hats. I mean, you know, it's hard to get over this stuff. The Dodger fans are fragile, John. But as we approach the coming spring and all that, when you do the hot stove, you just mentioned they've been to the World Series two times in a row. Is it like the football world where the team that loses the World Series is considered like the worst team in the history of baseball at these meetings, or do the Dodgers still have a little swagger walking around?
They've got a lot of swagger. I mean, you look at the number of games they've won in recent years, they're I think probably leading the majors, if not number one. They're certainly in the top two in games won with Dave Roberts, the manager. And in general, the way they've run their club, I think, is looked upon as a real model for other teams to follow. I think that there is no greater compliment, I believe, to the Dodgers than the fact that their arch rivals to the North hired away Farhan Zaidi to run their team. And if there was not eminent respect for the Dodgers around the industry, that would not have occurred. You can see Alex Anthopoulos, who was there for a couple of years, obviously, as a Dodger executive, getting hired to run the Braves, and he's done a great job there. So I think that the industry thinks very highly of the Dodgers, and they should. And I think that the Dodgers really, in many ways, have done what all the large market clubs aspire to do. They've built a very competitive, world-class major league roster that competes for championships every year. The farm system is very strong, maybe not the best in the game, but certainly I think among the top half without question, and is now in a spot where, after resetting with the luxury tax, they're able to be even more aggressive now going forward. So they're in a great situation. I think that the industry here views them very highly, and there are many reasons to do that, and I think the Dodgers are set up to be very, very good for a very, very long time, which means hopefully, guys, many visits for me.
There we go.
Dodger Stadium for big games. We get a chance to talk when you do your show on location. We get a chance to catch up about the Chargers, the Maize and Blue, all teams that matter to us collectively.
Just real quick, because we know you stepped away from talking to GMs to do this, so we certainly appreciate it, John. Do you think, because we've seen him, Andrew Friedman, be very active at the winter meetings. We've also seen him sit it out. What do you think? What does your gut tell you, and what does all the information tell you the Dodgers do this time in Vegas?
This week, I don't expect a major trade or a major signing for the Dodgers this week. I think that they'll depart from here with a lot of moves that are actionable and then that are either close or where they've got a pretty good understanding of what's going to take to make those deals happen. But I don't sense that as we speak today that they're close on a big move. I just don't. I think that they're having a lot of big conversations, but probably not close on a big move. But if one does happen, guys, I would tell you the one that I could see happening most conceivably in the next week or 10 days, I think would be Kluber. They have talked with the Indians about him. They've got the pieces the Indians want because they've got a young center fielder in Verdugo and other pieces that could support that offer. So I think if any one big deal gets done with the Dodgers this week, it would be Kluber, but I don't believe that is a greater than 50% chance as we speak right now.
Do your Kluber homework, everybody, just in case. You heard John Paul Morosi, a brilliant man, who's just now recovering, like the Dodger fans are, from the Michigan loss just a few weeks ago.
Yep, it was a tough Thanksgiving weekend, guys, but they'll bounce back eventually, although it's been one victory in the last 15 years, and that was when they were headed to probation there in Columbus, so it's hard to really count that one. So a rough 15 years, guys. It's been a little rough 15-year streak.
But your life has flourished in the last 15 years.
Well,
Think about it. You got married. You have kids. You have all this success. You're a big baseball information guy. You graduated from Harvard.
International success.
A lot of good things are happening for you.
Well, as always, you are overly charitable in your introduction and then the benediction at the end to our conversation.
I was just saying, things could be a lot worse. You know, yeah, they lose every year.
Exactly. That's why. And actually, guys, I'll tell you this. Let's schedule these conversations at regular intervals okay. because when I talk to you, I always depart with greater self-confidence than when the conversation began. So this actually is a wonderful way for me to spend my days, and I will look forward to many more conversations, whether we are in season, out of season, because I'll tell you what, you guys do a fantastic radio show.
Yeah!
You really do. You do a great local radio show with national perspective and voice and gravitas that you both have. I admire so much what you guys both are as people and broadcasters,
thank you, John.
And I send you my very best holiday wishes as well.
Well, send it to you as well.
Well, you got that confidence right now. We want you to walk right up to Steinbrenner and cut block him. Just take him down.
I'll let you know how that turns out, okay?
Perfect. We'll talk to you on Monday.
JPM, our Italian friend. There he goes.
At John Morosi on Twitter.
What a stud. Ken Rosenthal out there with wind in his jaws about the Reds and Dodgers having all kinds of talks. I don't know what he's trying to say, but we'll get Kenny Rosenthal on before the week is over. We are your hot stove show of record. Skillet.
Got an opening for it.
Yeah, skillet on the stove. Maybe I'll be one of the lucky ones that doesn't get burned. Huh?
See, think about all the hot stove specials we could do at Feelin' Brews. Eat it, you freak. Hot stove special number one, hobo stew.
Matt, you're going to have to go it alone. I'm not going to open
it. I don't want to go it alone.
I'm not going to open that restaurant with
you.
Yeah,
you are.
I can't do it.
Come on.
I can't.
Why not? It's football season. It just ended. You're still doing the challenge. I understand. There's a lot on your plate. Pardon the pun. Ah! But think about the off season. Once February ends, you're just kind of like, man, I don't have a lot going on. Wish I had something to fill that void. I'm so used to burning it at both ends and in the middle. And now I've got 6 months?
Yeah, let me go serve orange chicken for
exactly right. Here. See?
This is a full-time
orange
job.
Orange chicken. Ah, come on.
I'm not doing it, man.
Come on.
You better...
Feeling brews.
Call Wayne Cook.
It's a freak.
Wayne, are you actually a cook, or is that just your last name?
I could probably be a
cook.
Yeah,
I could be short order.
Okay,
I mean,
all right.
You guys want to do it.
Crazy world of LaBar. All the options we have. Got Mike Tyson can come give away copper gel.
Somebody said Vic's Uptown Brew Dojo. Vic's Uptown Brew Dojo.
I like it.
Oh, I got my copper gel here. You know, I have a groin problem. I put it in my groin right now.
Do it right now.
Only thing I have to lose is pain.
That's a good slogan, see? You spitball those.
We'll be right back
where
with
we're at.
A few textosos about our restaurant endeavor. I think we're
going to spring of 2019.
We might have to open up the phones on this.
Good idea. Big thank you to John Morosi out at the Las Vegas baseball winter meetings. Dodgers rumored to be around a lot of big deals, trades, free agents.
Said he'll talk to anybody. Freeman will talk to anybody.
Anybody.
It's like it's Santa Monica Boulevard out there. Just walking on up with his legs out.
Is that right, huh? Crazy things happen on Santa Monica.
That's right, they do.
Dave Vasse, speaking of Santa Monica and La Brea, Dave Vasse will join us at the bottom of next hour from the same spot. And then Sam Farmer covers the NFL and has for a long time for the LA Times. We'll check in. Just got back, I believe, from the Rams-Bears game. Was complaining about the lack of Wi-Fi. On his flight home.
Very upset about that.
Very upset.
We will get into that.
Very upset about the lack of Wi-Fi.
What is this? The Stone Age?
Pretty good tweet.
Yeah, the great Sam Farmer. Always fun to talk to. So that was all good stuff. You could podcast our show at am570lasports.com/PMS or the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone. We appreciate your patronage and... We thank you for coming out to the BJ's all fall long to see Matt and I when we do the BJ's Monday or Thursday night football. Tonight. Tonight is not a night where you will see us out. We have Clippers versus Raptors tonight. But Monday night, yes, Monday night, you will see Matt and I in West Covina down the 10 freeway deep, deep, deep. Into what I like to call the Inland Empire, which is the San Gabriel Valley, in reality. But all you have to lose is pain.
That's it.
Can't wait to see you out there at beautiful BJ's in West Covina for our very last remote of the year.
Really sending us out there. One of our favorite places of all the BJ's.
We always have to earn it at the end. We always have to go the very furthest at the end. Just to let them know who's in charge around here, some bitch.
You dirty bastards.
It is time for a couple textosos for the people, as this restaurant thing has really caught the attention of so many. It's like we're all
text me back something freaky.
The secret textoso.
Caught up in this pipe dream.
Honorable mention rodeo.
Pipe dream.
Of a restaurant in Whittier. I wish I would have never
come
heard.
From a family that ran a successful restaurant for 3 decades.
40.
4 decades. It's not a pipe dream.
Matt.
I got money.
I was listening.
You got money. Vic's got personality.
No one. No. I wish I would have never heard the story on KFI about the ordinance in Whittier. I wish I never would have heard it. And now I regret bringing
it. It's going to be a great story 20 years from now when you and I are restaurant magnates and we're giving our motivational speeches to a room full of young, wet behind the ears entrepreneurs, and you say, you know what, it was a damn
chefs,
story.
I didn't, bartenders, right? Maitre d's.
I didn't even want to hear it. How did we come up with Feelin' Brews? Now a nationwide chain.
Let me tell you something. It was called the Secret Textoso Line.
Originally, it was supposed to be the Bam Brews.
Well, here are some good ideas. Feelin' Brews commercial idea. Where's the best place to eat in Whittier? Question mark. Vic the Brick says, right effing here. As you know, Bill Ryder once tried to act like Vic the Brick wasn't in the building when he was here, and Vic screamed in the other room, I'm right effing here.
He had Molly Knight on.
So
our colleague said that you don't go into the clubhouse. You don't know. He's not here right now to speak to you.
See, now this one attacks Matt. I don't know if it's fair.
It probably is.
What you need is the opinion of the gente, Holmes. Open up the phones. Focus group PMS. Let the callers have their say. Tell money to stop being a douche.
One, I feel like you've got a textoso, and the textosoers are having their say. The telephone is an archaic device.
We're using it, though.
Social media.
4 o'clock,
slash
Matt.
Text.
4 o'clock.
Plus chat snap. We're going to get all we need.
4 o'clock. We're going to open up the phones. Now, this will be the last text on the textoso.
What happens when you come around?
But we're taking all Feelin' Brews suggestions today.
We're going to pool them all together, present our business plan to your father.
So the chemo cabaret's out?
No. Remember, Vic said he wants todos los noches.
All, every night
he, every night to have
survivors.
A theme. Every night he wants a theme,
oh,
so the
chemo,
the chemo
night,
cabaret yeah. can be one of the nights. You can get a torch singer.
Oh, you know gay night's going to pop off.
Kidding me? This is your gay show of record.
We're
going to
get
not
Edith,
even close.
Edith Piaf's great-granddaughter to play the chemo cabaret night. This will be the...
I think Marty and Elaine are looking for a gig.
The Dresden's going.
It's gone.
All right, here we go. Final textoso for an idea. For our new restaurant with Vic the Brick in Whittier once they pass the ordinance that we can stay open until 2 in the morning.
In this segment.
Final text in this segment. You can serve a veggie burger and call it the not much.
Not much.
See what I mean? The show's been on the air for 13 years.
We've got so much equity that we can
pump into that menu.
Over the
into
kitchen.
Into our drink specials.
Written in cursive. It says... A painting of the rice cake does not satisfy the hunger.
Tom Hofarth is weighed in.
Oh, what's he going to do for us?
He wants us to call it the bamboo stick in Stein. The bamboo stick in Stein.
Go to break. I can't do this. I can't. I don't want to do this.
You do.
I want to do less.
You just need someone to push you into it. And who better than me? You want to be around me a lot more than you already are. Imagine late nights, I'm poring over the books.
With your stupid Santa Claus glasses on?
My Santa Claus glasses.
Way on the edge of your pointy little white guy nose. No! I'm not going into the restaurant.
You know you
business.
Miss it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You were a hell of a server, P.
I was.
One of the finest in the Southland.
So you want me to work at a sports bar now?
Yeah. Why not? Just a couple nights a week.
Just a couple nights a week?
It'll keep your kids grounded. When you grew up. from in a well-to-do family, but you were salt of the earth because you had to get your hands dirty.
I'm so tired of this guy.
You had to get your hands dirty. You had to work.
Word number song of the day is next. F you, man.